This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
Congressional investigators said they have found troubling irregularities in the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton and her email server. According to a report in The Hill, FBI agents had their investigation micromanaged by higher-level officials in contrast to ordinary practice. You know what that means. The investigators also told The Hill they found evidence the FBI began drafting an exoneration of Hillary Clinton before it had even gathered all the relevant evidence or interviewed more than a dozen key witnesses. Chris Swecker is a former assistant director of the FBI, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Swecker, thanks for coming on.
Evening, Tucker.
So you've seen this report. I don't think anybody, any American, wants to believe the FBI is not on the level or subject to political manipulation, but that's a conclusion I'm reluctantly reaching. What's your conclusion?
Well, as an experienced investigator, it doesn't take a congressional investigation to tell me that nothing about that investigation was right. I mean, those of us that have conducted federal criminal investigations know that you use the grand jury, you use search warrants, you don't hand out immunities like candy. I mean, everything in that investigation runs contrary to the way a real, credible, thorough FBI investigation is conducted.
So give us, as you're watching this, give us the specific examples that tipped you off that this was not unfolding as it ought to have been.
Well, first and foremost, in any complicated federal investigation, the basic tool of the trade is a grand jury.
Right.
And use of the grand jury to obtain records. You don't go to witnesses and say, "Mother, may I have that computer hard drive? May I have those emails?" You use subpoenas and process and grand jury and search warrants and that sort of process. So that was the tip off from the beginning. So many deals were made with people not knowing what kind of information they had. And the deal's being made simply because they lawyered up and didn't want to talk to FBI agents. That's when you throw them in front of a grand jury.
Well, exactly, because of course, a lot of subjects, most subjects, I would think, lawyer up, and nobody wants to talk to the FBI, of course. But the FBI doesn't normally cave to that, does it?
No. You look at when Jim Comey was the Deputy Attorney General running the Corporate Fraud Task Force, and I was running the Criminal Division. I mean, we played hardball in those investigations. You used grand jury process. You didn't just ask for records, and you didn't give them an opportunity to hand over what they wanted to hand over. And if they did lawyer up, you went to the trouble of throwing them in front of a grand jury to put their statement on the record, or they can take the Fifth, and then you can make a decision as to whether to grant them immunity at that time. But none of that was done in this case.
Why?
Like driving a car with the brakes on.
Why wasn't it done, do you think?
You know, that's what puzzles myself and all of my former colleagues, people who have retired from the FBI from executive level positions on down to the street level. The only thing I can come up with is that Director Comey placed the investigation in the hands of his inner circle. And they had their own agenda, obviously. I mean, we've seen that from some of the information that has since come out, the texts, et cetera.
So you think it was political?
I think that there were people inside that inner circle, in the Comey inner circle, that had their own predetermined opinions about Hillary Clinton and the president, a president-elect or someone running for president.
So let me ask you about something that I found really striking. Tell me if you had the same reaction. So we now have documents that came out in a lawsuit that show internal documents from the FBI that when the then Attorney General Loretta Lynch had that famous meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton, his wife is being investigated at the time, the FBI's first reaction was not to figure out how did that happen. The first reaction was to find out how news of it leaked. That seemed like a very weird reaction to me.
It's not the FBI that I know. And as I said, my former colleagues that I compare notes with all the time, that's not how things were handled. And in former Director Comey's rationale, shall we say, for making this prosecutive decision that the FBI director has no business making, that she was not to be prosecuted, that was based on that tarmac meeting. Well, if that were the case, all he had to do was hand the investigation to the Attorney General's office, let her recuse herself from that, making that decision, knock it down to her number two level person, and then if that didn't happen, then maybe raise the issue publicly.
It's really distressing to watch. Thank you for your perspective on that. I appreciate it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's in our best interest, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. And thank you for joining us in that effort, because all hands are required if we're going to make a difference. Enough of this doldrums. I was really excited with the news, as we mentioned, 3% GDP, more jobs are being created. Let's bring in our historian and author. And he is the expert on immigration. I yield to him. Okay. Okay, here we are. We're back. There we go. We got a knot in the cord, and every once in a while it gets in the way, and we sometimes fail to connect. But, you know, Mr. Scott, he's there at Mission Control. He knows how to make this work. Bruce, are you with us now? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific now. I feel so much better now that I can hear your voice, okay? Bruce, you know, congratulations on the new book, by the way. You know, it is outstanding. It has been a long time coming, only because we're always interested in hearing what it is that you have to say as it relates to, you know, to immigration, this broken system that everybody says. I think it's quite interesting. They say it's broken, but they continue to want to do the same thing they're doing. So how does that fix it?
Well, of course, it doesn't fix it, but one has to assume, I assume, that the reason they don't fix it is because they like it the way it is.
Right.
That's pretty pessimistic, I know, but what other conclusion can you reach?
Yeah, there's just not enough pain there, I guess. I mean, especially here recently, you know, this whole issue on sanctuary cities. You've got a federal judge telling Texas, "No, you know, we're kicking that out." You know, so how does that help? You know, the situation anymore, you know, because at the foundation of all this that you and I have discussed on many occasions is the rule of law. You start violating the rule of law, then, you know, the infrastructure of, you know, of your immigration, you know, program just starts to implode on itself.
Well, I think the rule of law is foundational for everything that, hello?
Yes, okay.
That we have in this country, and I think that one of the things we're seeing with immigration is that the president is doing what he can, mm-hmm. As regards immigration, and that's enforcing the laws.
Mm-hmm.
He's being blocked by all the people who don't want the laws enforced. Sanctuary cities, you mentioned, is certainly a prime example of it. Court cases are springing up all over the country to try to block it, and almost every time they're overcome. So I think that what he's doing in terms of enforcing the law is helping bring us closer to a better a better position in immigration. Mm-hmm. And you're getting the states involved. Here in Texas, our governor has taken some actions that also have been, he's been taken to court by opposing, but he's taken some actions to cut back on the sanctuary cities in our state.
Mm-hmm. You've got to go head to head with these issues, Bruce. I mean, like you said, they have decided, I say they, you know, the ruling class has decided they like the dysfunction of immigration, and they'll come out and admit that it's broken and all that. But, you know, it's business as usual. I mean, they're just talking points. There's no backup to what they're saying, because, you know, things are going quite well for them just the way it is. But now, you've got the president, introducing RISE and this whole program that they've laid out. I've got some questions on some of the aspects of it, but I want to hear your read on this, Bruce. What do you say?
Well, we're talking about in the full name the Reforming American Immigration for a Small
I said RISE. I meant RAISE. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. But this has been sponsored by a couple of senators, Tom Cotton and David Perdue, and
right.
They introduced the same thing or a similar version of the bill early in the year, which promptly was sent to committee and died.
Mm-hmm.
This is a revised version of a little bit, and give you a little background to understand what this bill is saying. Everybody should understand that, and we're talking only legal immigration. We're not talking illegal immigration in this conversation. The government issues more than 1 million green cards a year. Most of them go to relatives of citizens. Only 140,000 of them are provided on the basis of job skills.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? My math is 860,000 of them are going to people who do not have proven job skills.
Mm-hmm.
At least that wasn't the basis for their coming into the country. Over 500,000 of them go to family,
mm-hmm.
on the family preference basis, on which there is no limit at the present time. Absolutely no limit, and that includes not only nuclear family, close family, but that includes uncles, cousins, grandparents, parents, you name it.
So when you say no limit, we're talking about if there's a little bit of blood in that family line, they can welcome to the USA, right? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now they have to be relatives,
mm-hmm.
related to a U.S. citizen. But what happens is, go back to 1965 when the current law was passed. The next year after this provision was made a major part of it, the next year 38,000 family members were given green cards, came into the country. Now it's over 500,000. It's cascading.
Yes.
Because immigrants come in, they become citizens, and then their families can come in, and it's repeated over and over again. This is a huge basic part of the problem of the immigration program. So this bill, the RAISE Act, would put some big brakes on it. It would do some little things that are probably easy to do, limit the status of refugees to 50,000 a year, and that, theoretically, that limit exists now, but there's all kinds of loopholes so that it can be overridden, and is, for refugees and asylum seekers. It would also eliminate the diversity lottery, which is another 50,000, which, everybody that I know of agrees that's ridiculous to have that in place. But the big thing it does is it eliminates the family preference and brings it down to only spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens have this unlimited ability to come to the United States with no further qualifications. So what it does is it then puts in place a skills-based system.
Exactly. And Bruce, we got to go to break. And this is what I want you to unfold further and why this aspect makes so much sense in terms of a skill-based system. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you. Every single
time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Oh,
like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues. Bruce is a historian, author. We have quoted his book on many occasions. It was book two of his series titled Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He has just released another book that it is becoming quite endearing. Again, I appreciate Bruce's knowledge of history, his passion for it, his willingness to share it, and he has done this with his third installment called Rise and Decline, which was just completed. Now, it examines the completed life cycles of four nations, and it shows where the United Kingdom and United States are in their cycles. Very fascinating stuff. You know that this country has some fixing to do if it is going to continue to stay at the level and the prominence internationally that we have grown up with. Some are saying that America may be on the decline and may have gone past the tipping point. Bruce, congratulations on the book Rise and Decline. And, you know, we appreciate all that you're sharing with us in that book, because, you know, when you look back at history, I mean, there's a reason that history is so doggone important, because history does predict what's going to happen in the future, doesn't it?
History has lessons for us. The value of history is exactly that. And the more explicit those lessons can be, I believe, the more likely they'll be remembered and used. And that's what I try to do in these books as we're researching them and bringing them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the value of it. I mean, do we have ears to hear, or are we going to be stubborn and just think, okay, we're going to be different, and somehow we're just so exceptional that we're not going to be like the other empires before us, right?
Somehow we think we're in denial. We think that it'll be different for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to do anything about it.
Well, Rise and Decline, how can they get their hands on this book, Bruce?
You can go to my website, historyspeakstoday.com. You can get it there, and that has links to Amazon.com and mm-hmm. Barnes & Noble's and all the online places. You can get it also.
Well, do so right away. Let me tell you, it will be a blessing for you. You will appreciate the questions that you may have in your own heart and consciousness, you know, about this country and the trajectory we're on. When you've got 6 out of 10 people saying we're on the wrong track, what does that portend? What does that mean? Can we turn the tide here? And this is going to be something that has to be done long term. It's not something that's going to happen in two presidential administrations, is it, Bruce?
Very long term, and you can argue that, well, maybe we can't and maybe we can, but one thing is absolutely sure: if we don't try, we won't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so we need to be about fixing the problems that are causing our decline, and we need to be fixing things like the immigration problem, because that's a very basic part of the American experience.
Yeah, and this is the thing that is amazing, how the future and the assets of this country are being sold down the river, so to speak, by, you know, the ignoring of clear laws, you know, the cheating on the laws that have taken place. And, you know, things like what the revised RAISE Act is addressing here. It's bringing to the front all of these aberrations and exceptions that have compromised an effective immigration system. You know, I think everybody's willing to say, yes, the system is broken. Okay, well, what are we doing to fix it, right?
Fixing it is, I think, is a very complicated thing, and it's tough. And it goes beyond the short election cycle vision of most of our, of most of our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
A number of really difficult things have to be done, and it means, including that both leaders of the House and the Senate and the President all have to get on the same picture. They want to change it. Mm-hmm. They want to fix it. They want to get into it. And it will not happen with just a handful of senators or a handful of representatives writing an immigration bill and saying, okay, we should do this.
Mm-hmm.
RAISE may be a good start for getting into that kind kind of a program, but if we don't fix, if we haven't resolved all of the big issues that are taking up all of the oxygen in this country, things like the Russians, things like the wall, things like tax reform, and go right on down the line. If those things aren't pretty much handled and out of the way, then immigration doesn't have much of a chance to get talked about because it's a very long conversation. Mm-hmm. In 1964, President Kennedy had wanted to do immigration reform. He, of course, was assassinated, and when Lyndon Johnson became president, he also wanted to do immigration reform for whatever reasons, but he did not do it in 1964 because he had to get other things out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a 1965 action. These other things were cleared out of the way. If we don't, if the Congress and the establishment, if we call it, keeps raising all of these other side issues, immigration has very little chance of getting really attended to.
Well, the thing that seems to be coming up here, Bruce, is that they've abandoned the idea of what the mission is all about with immigration. What are we trying to do? I mean, if the idea that we is that, you know, when you look back historically, when this country has flourished, it's when it's, you know, immigrants that were coming into the country, the people were contributing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of that John Kennedy mindset of not relying on the government. It was, you know, what can you do? You know, what is it that you have to offer? And I liken to this, you know, kind of like a franchise a baseball team. You have an opportunity to get a bunch of cleanup hitters on your team. And you can afford to do it, go make it happen. But you have to have that vision, first of all, to say, you know what, I want a bunch of cleanup hitters. Could you imagine a pitcher facing, you know, 8, 9 cleanup hitters, you know, in the lineup every day? It'd be quite wearing. But we have that opportunity. I mean, we are a magnet. Why can't we choose the kind of people who come in that can support, you know, the structure and the growth and demands of the 21st, 22nd century that are ahead of us to where we can really, I mean, you know, you've got some really sharp people all over the world that are involved, you know, globally in this country anyway, because of the nature of communications today. But why not have them here assimilate in this country and be positive aspects, which has been the case in the past on selective occasions. But I believe that we have the opportunity to kind of understand, you know, that is our objective and be true to that objective. And maybe some of these other issues will take care of themselves. What do you think?
I think so. We got a couple of 100 million people in the world who would come here if they had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to be able to select from those the absolute best to strengthen our country.
Exactly.
And bring them in here. And that's what a focus on the national interest that to be served by immigration would do for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whether it's, you know, we're going to cut back green cards from 1 million to, you know, 500,000. Well, what happens if we, you know, expand it to, you know, 3 million over, you know, a year or two? But, of course, some politicians, you know, once you give them that, then, you know, there's just not enough rope. They just keep on going. But and they find these exceptions and violate the principle of what we're trying to do. But we really go after these franchise players in the world who want to live here anyway and assimilate. They would love the opportunity to bring their families here, and it's because of what they have to offer and what they can do technologically in advancing this country. I think, hey, as they say, the world is our oyster, but if we're not going to, if we don't like oysters, then we're in trouble here, aren't we?
We are.
Just saying. Bruce Thatcher has been with us. Bruce, always appreciate your insight. Congratulations on the book. Again, check it out. It is linked on our website as well.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Got a little document, you know, with the, you know, all the freedoms that were enumerated for we the people, you know, all that good stuff. No. Let's not get that in the way of the elites running the ship here. I mean, like they're doing all so well. We're only $20 trillion in debt, compromised at every turn. But, hey, it's up to us. If you want a different government, to take a stand. And, it seems that that stand started back in November. But, the fight has only begun, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Speaking of fights, I've been looking forward, to having the opportunity to speak with Lynn Vincent, especially after we, had a conversation with Captain Roger Hill, as you might recall. About a month ago, about the book that she wrote with Captain Hill, Dog Company, A True Story of an American Soldiers Abandoned by Their High Command. I mean, you read this book, and it is disheartening to see what was done in the name of we the people, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of we the people by our government, to true heroes, soldiers who have gone out there and fight for freedom. Lynn Vincent is a journalist, I will tell you, a world, and I tell you, a journalist with a capital J, because in this world where a lot of journalists have crossed over and, maybe a little bit confused, it's really, I want to underscore that she is a journalist for all the good reasons, because I believe that this is what this country is aching for, is for true journalists to get a hold of their profession once again. But Lynn Vincent has been true to her calling. She's a world senior writer, U.S. Navy vet, a co-author, as I mentioned, with Captain Roger Hill of Dog Company. Lynn, good to have you with us. As you're talking to us live from atop the hill in San Diego, you look over, you say it's a beautiful day there in San Diego. You can see forever. In fact, you even have a bead on Putin, because you can see Russia from there, right?
I can see Russia from my house, Bill.
just for fun. Of course we kid, ladies and gentlemen, you know that. But it's just that it's like everybody is seeing Russia. It doesn't matter where they are right now. The Russia boogeyman is quite profuse throughout our culture these days.
The Russians made me do it.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's the mantra.
Well, you know, congratulations on the book here. And I want you to tell this story, you know, about Dog Company and what happened to Captain Roger Hill, if you would.
Bill, I first heard about Captain Hill, who became my good friend, Roger, in 2008, mm-hmm. when I was working full-time for World Magazine. And I understood that there was this young captain who was on trial in Afghanistan for war crimes. Well, it turns out that his crime, quote-unquote, was interrogating prisoners who happened to be confirmed Taliban spies who had infiltrated his base. Mm-hmm. There were a dozen of them. And because of restrictive rules of engagement, or what we abbreviate as ROE, Roger's hands were tied. And so he decided to interrogate these prisoners. By the time he interrogated these prisoners, over two dozen of his men had been wounded and two of them killed. And there was incontrovertible proof that the spies that he had in custody were responsible for these injuries and these deaths. Well, to get them to talk, Roger took three of them outside and fired shots into the ground to scare the others inside where the prisoners were being held, to scare them into talking. And they did talk and they did confess. Before that, Roger was brought up on war crimes charges along with his first sergeant, Tommy Scott. And this is emblematic of what's happening to our soldiers today.
Shots in the ground, not even at them. Nobody was injured, other than, you might say, psychologically, because they were, it prompted the other, you know, the other detainees to speak up, and he was able to get to the truth, right?
Right. And not only shots in the ground, but shots in the ground fired 20 meters away from them in the opposite direction. And but, you know, as you said, psychological injury, you know, these mm-hmm. poor Taliban fighters. I feel so sorry for them, you know, and meanwhile, our guys are dead.
Well, I'll tell you, we've gone overboard here. And this is one of the things that I appreciate with this current administration, that they've released the whole idea of the rules of engagement being controlled by the Pentagon and by civilians off off the field of battle, and be able to do this. So instead of Roger Hill being praised as a hero in getting down to, you know, getting the information and saving the rest of the people. And of course, we have to keep in mind that not only were people in his command killed and injured, we heard all the stories of, you know, friendlies who have perpetrated murders upon our heroes. And I don't understand how this idiocy can continue like this, especially in the military environment. I wasn't raised this way, so it's hard for me to comprehend this.
Well, it's one of those things where it started off, you know, as I said in my article that I wrote about this recently for World Magazine, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and so is the road to bureaucratic malfeasance.
Mm-hmm.
So this began after World War II, actually. In those days, if you were perceived to have committed some kind of an error in judgment, or not really even a war crime, but just bad behavior or something against the rules, you would go up before the old man, right, quote unquote, mm-hmm. which would be your colonel or your general or your skipper, and you would be punished unilaterally. So the old man didn't have anyone to be accountable to. Well, there were some abuses, as you can imagine. So mm-hmm. after World War II, the Congress did some reforms to the UCMJ, and they actually reformed the military justice system to afford military service members more due process rights. Well, in the process of that, you had to have more lawyers, right? Mm-hmm. You had to have more investigators. And so, just as with any bureaucracy, that sort of grew up and became its own monster. And so now what you have embedded within the hierarchy and the structure of the military are these cadres of lawyers and investigators whose job it is to prosecute. And as with any bureaucracy, when something rises up and it has its own reason for being, then it does that thing. And in this case, that's prosecute soldiers.
So here, Roger Hill, Captain Roger Hill, gets prosecuted. And what happens to this American hero?
He gets drummed out of the Army. And his first sergeant, Tommy Scott, he's allowed to retire, but at a lower pay grade. And what we need to understand is, first of all, there is a group of men called the Leavenworth 10 that I'm sure you're aware of, mm-hmm. Clint LaRance, Derek Miller, and other soldiers like that who are sitting in Leavenworth for similar cases. And so when these senior soldiers and officers get swept up in these cases, so do their juniors. Mm-hmm. So in the case of Roger Hill and Tommy Scott, there were four or five other soldiers who were kicked out and lost their careers, lost their veterans benefits, only because they were following orders.
And of course,
and that's also the case, by the way, with Roger. He lost mm-hmm. his veterans benefits.
Exactly. I mean, this is a commissioned officer. I mean, the amount that, we the people, I mean, as the government, that we have invested in him for him to be a captain, in our service, there is a lot invested in him. And so we choose not to redeem him, just to cast him aside. I can't imagine. I mean, this is really hard to believe that the military would come down so decidedly. You talk about due process. You talk about, and I understand. I mean, I'm a former Marine, so I understand the UCMJ to a degree. Have not had to deal much with it. Thank God I didn't have to deal with anything like Captain Roger Hill had to deal with. But it just, it seems so unfair on its face, Lynn.
Absolutely. And Roger was a West Point grad. So you talk about investing.
On top of that.
We the people invested in his education.
And here it is, all is lost. And I think, for me, a person's dream and passion, and for the other soldiers that were involved, and, for the sergeant, I mean, this is what they wanted to do, to serve our country, to be soldiers on behalf of freedom. This is very, very heartbreaking to hear this story. More with Lynn Vinson on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez here and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. A conversation with Lynn Vincent, New York Times, number one New York Times best-selling author. She, along with Captain Roger Hill, have given us the book Dog Company, A True Story of American Soldiers Abandoned by Their High Command. Lynn, as we were saying before about the investment of Captain Roger Hill, West Point grad, you know, his commitment to fight the good fight on behalf of we the people and for Sergeant Tom Scott as well. You know, tell us about their, about their performance. How were they regarded within the military?
Bill, Roger Hill was one of those officers who's an up-and-coming shining star. As you mentioned, West Point grad. He had also served in the old guard and, you know, just an interesting little twist of fate. The old guard is an organization within the Army that does honor services for fallen warriors, fallen heroes, and heads of state. And Roger actually stood vigil over Ronald Reagan's casket at the Reagan Library in Southern California. And I was covering that story, and actually our paths crossed, you know, long before we met, and we didn't even know it. So, in addition, Roger rewrote the counterinsurgency module because of his experience in Iraq. He rewrote that for the infantry officer's basic course. So these are the kinds of things that a young officer is doing as he's rising up through the ranks. He had never been in trouble, had always been a stellar performer. And the same with Tommy Scott. Tommy was that old school, former drill instructor, the kind of man that people are inspired by. His soldiers loved him. They would have followed him into hell. Yeah. And these are the kinds of soldiers that the Army is just willing to cast aside.
Amazing, because you think of, Captain Hill's trajectory, as you say, in the Army. I mean, he was a flag officer in training, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely believe that. And you've had him on your show, you know.
Yes. Right.
He's the kind of man who would never say these things about himself, and I'm really thankful that I have the opportunity to say these things. But you could tell how intelligent and articulate he was, how thoughtful, and but once you get caught up in the teeth of this machine that we call lawfare, as opposed to warfare, now in the United States Army and Marines, particular, it's very hard to escape from that.
Well, you know, to me, again, I consider the asset of these men and what they represent, and many men like them. I've been just in the outside world, you know, working in companies and working with some, you know, pretty good sized corporations that would allow assets to just go out the door. And I look at them not only as people, but what they bring, you know, to the effort of any kind of organization. And this has been something that I've taken note of, Lynn, I'd say in the past, you know, 10, 15 years, more particularly in the last 8 years, where we were losing some quality flag officers. Speaking of flag officers, you know, generals that, boy, I'll tell you, I was watching them exit and I'm thinking, whoa, this is not good for this country to lose that kind of talent and to just have them sit out there somewhere and maybe they might write a book or two. These are men that are still, and women, dare I say, that are still capable of engaging and making an impact on the effort, because the fact of the matter is America, you know, whether we like it, you know, like the old saying, you may not be interested in war, but war's interested in you. America, by virtue of the way it stands out in this world, is set up to be constantly at war, whether we like it or not.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. And the exit of flag officers is troubling. And it's interesting that you said that, because since Dog Company came out, I've had a number of parents tell me, you know, I was going to encourage my son or my daughter to join the military, and now I'm rethinking it because of the way that, you know, we're treating our soldiers and our officers and our Marines at both ends of the spectrum, both the, you know, the new recruit or the newly commissioned young officer or the flag officer being processed out at the top.
Exactly. Well, I've often said, just in a general context, that when people go to find a job and work someplace, that they should have a fair chance to win. And when I say that, I'm not talking about winning at somebody else's expense. I'm talking about win-win, where there's a chance to demonstrate competency. And if you don't have a fair shot at it, it would seem that the current rules of engagement that exist in the military today make it unfair and put people in compromising positions. I mean, the fact that we have somebody of Roger Hill's quality, you know, compromised like this. I mean, another situation where we had a seaman that was on a nuclear submarine that, for posterity, took some pictures in a inside a control area of a nuclear submarine, and he immediately, because he's compromised top secret issues and rules, he loses all his benefits. He needs help, but all that, you know, health benefits, everything that he had to look forward to. And here's one who wanted an individual who wanted to serve, and he's instantly, you know, thrown out and compromised. I mean, his whole life is turned upside down as a result of a minor infraction. But yet we have politicians, sadly, who have compromised top secret issues, and you know, nothing has happened to them. But something minor like this on this young kid is, in contrast, is an absolute, just a horrendous act, I believe, you know, against.
Absolutely, you know, and my son, my husband, and I have a son serving in the Middle East right now. He is aboard a destroyer, and he does work in those kinds of controlled spaces, but he also stands behind a gun mount. And recently they were in the what they call the Gate of Tears, which is the strait between Djibouti and Yemen,
mm-hmm.
manning a 50 cal. And, you know, the Houthi rebels over there have become increasingly aggressive towards
yes.
U.S. Navy ships, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. But
well, especially what happened with the coal, right? So would you think you might be a little bit nervous? I would think so.
Oh, yeah, a little bit nervous, but here's the irony. I mean, I'm a veteran, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I am very pro-military, despite, you know, some of the criticisms that I'm leveling here. But, you know, as they're traversing this strait, my son's behind a 50 cal, and he tells me, you know, I'm behind that 50 cal a lot, Mom. And I said, wow, that's really interesting. Well, it turns out his division officer put him there because if the order came down, he knows that my son would pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, son, do not pull the trigger until you hear the command, release batteries.
Right.
Because otherwise, you could go to jail.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's so sad that I feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting that you would bring that up, because we know that in some incidences, the 50 cal had to be fired as warning shots to these speedboats coming their way. And yet, you know, when you think of that and what happened with Captain Hill firing shots in the ground 20 meters away, how do you reconcile those two pictures?
You know, it's hard to reconcile it. And what's very difficult is one of the reasons that our military is so powerful is because we have a trained NCO corps, a trained corps of non-commissioned officers. And, of course, in the Navy, we call those petty officers. And in the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Army, as you know, we train our men and women to take the initiative. That is not true of almost any other military in any other country, where it is only commissioned officers who take the initiative and call the shots. But what we're doing is we're sapping away the very thing that we've trained our NCOs and our petty officers to do, which is think for themselves and take the initiative.
Exactly. Well, especially in cases where, you know, some of these decisions have to be made in seconds. I'm sorry, I don't have time to go and call the Pentagon, take it up, you know, the chain of command to have a life and death solution, because it doesn't happen that way. As you know, Lynn, these are seconds that determine life and death.
Absolutely. And I don't know if Roger mentioned, Captain Hill mentioned this when he was on your show, but because of this phenomenon that has emerged in the terror war, which we're calling lawfare, right? So meaning that soldiers and Marines are being prosecuted for split-second decisions made on the field of battle. But what we're seeing at this point is something that I've never really even heard of in the history of our military, and that is that soldiers and Marines are refusing orders to fire, meaning their lieutenant, for example, is saying, here comes a guy on a motorcycle toward our entry control point, and he's not stopping. I want you to fire on him. And a sergeant will say, heck no, sir, I'm not going to jail. That's happening now because we're prosecuting our soldiers and Marines. I mean, have you ever even heard of that, Bill?
No, I've not. And you talk also about the case of Army Sergeant Derek Miller, a life sentence for killing an Afghan acting suspiciously. He tried to grab Miller's weapon. And, so what was Miller going to do, right?
Exactly. What was he going to do? And by the way, he had permission to question that Afghan, and he had two witnesses, but yet he was convicted for premeditated murder and sent to prison for life. Who goes and asks for permission and then grabs two witnesses and then commits premeditated murder?
Number one, New York Times bestselling author Lynn Vinson has been with us. She and Captain Roger Hill have given us the book. It is disturbing, I will tell you. Dog Company, a true story of American soldiers abandoned by their high command. Lynn, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much also for the hard work of the book, Dog Company. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.